Headline: forget the market. Turn off CNBC and the financial channels and do something to improve your economic wherewithal. That's our advice this morning. There's noise and volatility in the markets. We're going to be reporting on it all morning long, but we also want to talk about trends in the economy that are real and that are subtle and that may involve more than a nanosecond's worth of attention to actually bear fruit. And so if you really want to improve your economic wherewithal, what you want to do is turn off the TV, dress yourself up, and go down and talk to someone like Toria Blanchard, who's the owner of Good Girls Go to Paris Crepes. That's a small business in Detroit. Toria, I want to apply for a job. What you got for me?
I have a few things opening up. How's it going?
Going very well. You're actually growing?
Yes, I'm actually opening up a breakfast lunch place, a bar, and another Good Girls in Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan.
So you've got a successful franchise there in Detroit, and you want to move forward. Forget the market.
Forget the market. I mean, here in Detroit, we've been ahead of the curve. We've had our economic apocalypse, so to speak, where we thought the big three were going to be bankrupt, housing, jobs. I'm scared to know what jobs are like here right now. So for the S&P to lower our credit rating, it's just, you know, okay, this is as usual.
It's something that's happening out in, you know, the outer galaxies. It's not necessarily something that bears directly on your neighborhood. We should point out that, of course, you know, for an auto worker who is working at General Motors to suddenly work for Good Girls Go to Paris Crepes would probably recommend a certain amount of economic sacrifice. Right, Toria?
Of course. Of course. But, you know, of course it does have somewhat of an impact, but I don't think people here are, you know, clicking their boots because we're used to it. I mean, the rest of the country, I think, are going to be in our situation what we went through, you know, a few years ago. We're still going through.
Well, listen to that confidence. That's Toria Blanchard. She's the owner of Good Girls Go to Paris Crepes. It's a small business in Detroit that is getting larger. All right, if you're not in Detroit, maybe you're in Brooklyn. March yourself down to Michael DeMarino's office. He's a manufacturer in Red Hook, Brooklyn. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I want to apply for a job. What you got for me?
If you're highly skilled in CNC machining, I've got a nice job for you.
What's CNC machining?
Computer numerical controlled machining. We manufacture precision machine components and assemblies for the aerospace industry, oil field industry, electronics, major machine builders.
And this is a job that I, or this is a skill that I can get without going to college for 4 years.
Yes.
And yes, are you growing right now?
I am.
And forget the market, right?
You got to leave that psychology out of it. It's depressing.
All right, Charlie Herman, economics and business editor for The Takeaway and co-producer of, you know, and our co-producer at WNYC Radio. Charlie, you're on this program all the time.
All the time.
We got two data points for you right there about the growth in the economy. How do you contrast their confidence, their sense of I'm moving forward independent of the market, with the hysteria that we've been talking about really for the last two or three days?
Because I think there's sometimes a bit of a confluence of, oh, the market represents the economy, and there's often a sense that for people who maybe aren't following the ins and outs of the economy and all the specific economic numbers that come out on a regular basis, that in a way it's sort of like looking at the sports scores. You get a sense of how your team is doing. Are they winning? Are they losing? You look at the stock market. Is it going up? Okay, the economy must be doing better. When you see these big drops like this, you begin to think the economy is doing really bad. And the two aren't always connected. There is obviously a connection. When you see these big drops like yesterday, you see a lot of wealth that's been destroyed, the people who were invested in the stock market. You see an undermining of confidence, and you also see an increase, what could lead to an increased cost of credit for both guests if they wanted to expand or get a loan. Those could be issues going forward.
All right, let's talk about that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average declines 634 points yesterday. The Toria Blanchard Index, that's rising with a bullet?
Yes, I've already gotten everything all set up from the last time when the economy here in Detroit just went and it imploded. So I just took that time to just build up my business then.
And you've got a credit line. You've got a credit line?
And credit. It's going to catch up with us eventually, and it's catching up with the rest of the country now. So
you've got a credit line, Toria?
Yes, I do.
What's your interest rate on that?
My reinterest rate, this is going to sound, I don't quite know, but I'm trying to just pay it off. Credit line, I've already paid it off, so what else?
All right, so you've got a credit line available to you. You're not necessarily aware of the interest rate. Michael DeMarino, you have a credit line available to you?
Yes.
And does anything on the market, happening on the market right now, worry you in terms of your ability to get a loan?
I've secured financing already.
And that's because you have a relationship with a bank.
Correct.
Local bank in the neighborhood?
Long-term relationship.
And that relationship trumps these fluctuations in the market.
I would think so, yes.
Yeah. And what's your interest rate on your credit line, do you know?
Point above prime.
Point above prime. That sounds really good, Charlie.
Oh, well, I think what's fascinating there in Michael's situation is that he has a relationship with the bank, and this is where sometimes you've seen a bit of a disconnect between banks that sort of just solely look at a bunch of numbers that they crunch to make a decision about making a loan or not. That oftentimes, if a business has a relationship with a bank loan officer that has a really good sense of like what their business is and if they're expanding or if they're in an industry that's actually growing, whether it's the service sector in Detroit or whether it's making these precision parts for oil companies or other industries that are actually growing, that they can make decisions that, wow, the economy may not be doing well, but the products that you actually have are selling. There's a market for it.
Well, you know, and we should point out, all this wealth that was wiped out in the stock market decline, it really is wealth only on paper. Michael DeMarino, tell me about real wealth, your profits at the end of a month. That's real, bankable. It may be incremental, but it's real.
Oh, most definitely.
And your cash on hand is growing?
Incrementally, yes.
Incrementally, right. And that is the real value in a growing economy as opposed to these wild fluctuations.
Yes, but our profits, we pour right back into the business. I just have a new piece of equipment on the floor now. So I anticipate a good economy going forward and to stabilize myself. We didn't have a layoff through this whole
last 3 years.
We haven't had a layoff since 1983.
All right, we're under a minute, Michael and Toria. What's the one big picture macro statistic you actually look at that affects your business, Michael?
That business will sustain itself. People are frightened.
So it's a psychological thing. It's a psychological thing.
Definitely.
Toria, how about you? What's the big picture statistic you look at that bears on your future?
I couldn't agree more. It's all psychological. If I were to depend on what's going on in the news or whatever, not my immediate reality, I wouldn't be able to get up in the morning, but I have to go on. Business has to go on as usual here in Detroit. So.
Well, Toria, I got one piece of advice for you, though. Don't stop listening to The Takeaway.
Of course, never.
Toria Blanchard, owner of Good Girls Go to Paris Crepes, a growing business in Detroit. Michael DeMarino, a growing business manufacturer in Red Hook, Brooklyn. Thanks so much to you. And Charlie Herman, economics and business editor for The Takeaway. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.